fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Okay, in this corner we've got margarine and margarine sprays and some other little things that are crowding around in that corner. And in this corner, we've got the big, the bad, the butter. Okay, so let's break it down. These margarine sprays, huge. People are spraying it on everything. Muffins, popcorn, vegetables, toast, and anything we would normally put the big, bad butter on. But is it as healthy as we think? Seriously. Dr. Decker Weiss. I don't want to marginalize margarine, but I don't want to marginalize you. I do want to introduce you as the nation's only, I think, naturopathic cardiologist. What's that thing that you have after all those letters at the end? FABO? What is it?
The American Society of Angiology. The American College of Cardiology and the American Society of Angiology and the Society for Cardiovascular Intervention are the three kind of accrediting bodies for all cardiologists, and I'm the only naturopath to have one of them. There's actually two of us, but one's not practicing. So if you're a girl
and you have those credentials, is it not fellow? Is it gal? Can you say gal?
No, they stick to fellow. It is the fellow of the Biased American Pig Society, because cardiology is very male. Extremely male. It is the most male thing. I sit around and I'm like, can you please get background some nature?
No, I think that you're skewed. I hate to talk over you, but I think that you're skewed, because I still think, even though we are leaning more towards a much more balance, and I would never want to go back to a matriarch, but we are leading, we are still living in a patriarchal society. So you can say cardiology is very male. It's we're still male all around.
Great.
All right. So
margarine. Anybody who objectively looks at the science will not use margarine. They will not use margarine in their life. They will not let their friends or their relatives use margarine. It is simply a trans fatty acid. It is when you take oils and you whip them into solids, they convert their chemical structure to one that causes cancer, to one that causes heart disease. Trans fats are so dangerous that they're actually labeled on bottles. Now, they'll say some margarines are trans fat free. I don't know how they do that. I was a biochemist before med school. I don't trust it. I don't know how you would make a liquid into a solid without it. But either way, butter has some really good things about it. Yes, it is calorie, but margarine's not free of calorie.
No.
Either.
I love that we're doing this segment, because basically at the end of the segment, you're going to know that we're going to pick butter over margarine any day. Okay. But here's the thing. Our country loves margarine so much, and the sprays that kind of have chemicals in them beyond the chemical processing of margarine. In 2011, margarine did over 500,000 in sales in the United States alone.
And that 500,000 takes our country in the absolute wrong direction. To me, when I look at margarine sales, I'm going to say this, Holly, I look at it like cigarette sales. I look at it as that dangerous. When you look at countries that don't use margarine, they all live longer and better than us. France, Belgium, Germany, Italy, these countries, they don't use margarine. They look at it, it tastes funny to them. They all use regular butter, and they are safer for it. One of the illusions is that people will say that butter is saturated fat, and saturated fat has gotten a bad name. Saturated fat basically means to us is it doesn't break down in heat. So lard, like from beef and pork and butter, are saturated fats. So they are safer to heat with. Some plant oils, like coconut, are more saturated. That's why coconut's gotten popular to cook with. It comes from islands. It comes from warm weather. It is more saturated naturally. Therefore, it is more heat stable. So it's funny that on one hand, people are talking about margarine, and then the next day they're selling you coconut, when butter is safer than both of them.
Exactly. And, you know, I still think it's one of those things that butter just continues to have a bad rap, but butter is really the real thing. It really is the real thing. And in my opinion, I think it's another Hollyism, quite honestly, but Mother Nature always wins. And if you think about what's closest to nature, that is it. What is closest to nature? You're going to figure out that, but But you got, you know, it's this, and it's why we do this show. It's your health and any rocket science. So let's break this down. I think that quite honestly, when we're marketing a margarine, okay, and it is marketing because it's a product, and it, when it has sales and it's managed and it makes a profit, it is a industry. So this is, you know, margarine is marketed as being higher in good fats, polyunsaturated, like you said, and monounsaturated than butter. But the problem is when we consume it, what does it do to our body? What does it do to our cells? That's the problem.
It simply generates free radicals, and free radicals and oxidation. When you look at the hallmarks of what cause all disease, oxidation, inflammation, nutrient depletion, hormone changes, toxicity, these are all the underliers for all disease. I'm sure there's a few more, but the basics of it, every time you bring in margarine, you're bringing in an oxidizer, something that will make more problems. And the American College of Cardiology, to me, which is something I'm not a member of, but I am a professor, I am a teacher and instructor for the American Heart Association, it's just abysmal that they are still talking about margarine with all the data that's out there. And it leads the conspiracy people, Holly, because, you know, me and you are in the middle. We got to sit across from people and we have to teach them how to get well. And we have to, you know, get them to be assertive and be their own primary care providers. Doing better, Holly, providers. And we have to sit across from these people and we have to get these messages to them. And extremism doesn't solve things on either end. So if I have somebody sitting down for me going that the margarine companies are colluding to destroy the population of the world, and I'm like, okay, but all you need to do is go back to butter. Let's move on. You know, let's make that thing and move on. We got to kind of keep focus on this stuff. And when the overwhelming evidence on how dangerous margarine is, and it's still being recommended by big major organizations, it hurts all of our causes. And I'll say this out there for any ACC members, American College of Cardiology members out there, it's time for you who are in the organization to fix it, because you have serious nutritional problems. The last time I met with some cardiologists, they were eating gummy bears because they were sugar-free and no fat. And I was like, yeah, but you have like 8,000 chemicals in here, including artificial sweeteners. Yeah, but it's not bad for me, right? I go, I wouldn't eat it.
Well, that's what, I mean, you know, pork.
Then the guy says, oh, Holly, I got to tell you this, sorry. Then the guy says, I left them out and my dog licked one and wouldn't eat it. I said, there you go. There you go.
That is... No, that is brilliant. That is brilliant. You, I mean, if you can learn anything from your animals. So the point is, here's the thing, right? I think that people either learn by inspiration or desperation. And I think that people mm-hmm. can get sick, and then that's when they get desperate, and then that's when they really pipe up to the real information, because margarine and margarine sprays have a label claim, okay? They claim... Their label claim is to be better than the natural stuff. And they're going to put down the natural stuff to make a buck. However, the body claim, what happens, as you said, oxidative stress. And the best thing, because we look at oxidative stress, and it's like, hey, what are free radicals? I mean, free. Like, who doesn't like something that's free, whether it's out roaming in nature or you don't have to pay for it? People love free. So what's wrong with free radicals? Here's my great analogy. I love this, okay? And everybody, I eat avocados. Okay, so here's the thing. You make a great green bowl of guacamole, and you set it out into the oxygen, right? Oxidative stress. And what happens? If you don't protect it with an antioxidant like vitamin C, it gets brown. That's oxidative stress. That's what happens to your cells. Can you imagine? So think about the body claim of margarine. And at the end of the day, Mother Nature is going to triumph. And here's what's going to happen. You got to go ahead. And it's nature over... the claims. It's the body claim over trust the nature. Label Good. Claim.
I like that.
Trust nature. Love All right, it. That's what we're going to do here on radio.com. We're going to talk about why your health really isn't rocket science and what we can just do about you making better choices. And you know she'll always win.